yeah. It's the B-Sides Las Vegas podcast. It's a special edition for Radio Statler.
And Hope Conference.
That's exactly where Radio Statler gets played.
It's true.
It's a fact. This is I, Carl Nimitz, right here with me is the one and only...
Banshee!
And we're doing this special edition of the podcast to give a little information about various topics going on at B-Sides. For all you lovely people at Hope, because by the time this goes out on Radio Statler, it'll be played at Hope. So we can't say things like, hey, you know, this and that will be happening, because it's already happening at Hope, right? They're already there.
Right.
They can't hear you nod.
I'm nodding.
Yes.
Emphatically.
She's nodding.
Loudly.
Loudly nodding. All right, so... since we're doing this one a little differently, and for those of you that have not heard the show before, we do it live, we don't really edit it, and, you know, we're generally not prepared, just like we're generally not prepared right now. So, but the first thing I think we should do, since this is a special edition, we probably don't need to go down the whole B-Sides list of stuff going on in other places, because they want us to talk about what's going on at B-Sides Las Vegas. But what we should do, because we should talk about the people who sponsor B-Sides Las Vegas.
Okay. Sure.
Who sponsors B-Sides Las Vegas?
Well, this year, as our top-tier sponsors, we have... now, when I say top-tier, I mean stellar and out of this world.
Yes.
So our stellar sponsors are Versebright, Protivity, Tenable Network Security, Amazon, and Source of Knowledge. And our out-of-this-world sponsors are Nuix, Endgame, Checkmarks, Cyber Reason, Codiscope, Tripwire, Honeywell, and Sands.
Ooh, Sands.
Yes.
So there's your top-tier folks. And, of course, the podcast, generally, is now brought to you by Peerlist.
It is.
And they are our community sponsor, right?
They are our online community platform sponsor.
That's what we're going to call
it. Partner. Online
Friends.
Community platform partner, and our B-Sides LV Radio podcast sponsor.
That's right. So I don't know if this show's actually sponsored by them.
It is.
So even though this is like an unofficial, because we do it every 2 weeks and we're in the off week right now, but we want to get this done and into Radio Statler on time. And I think, you know, we should just kind of jump right in, because we don't have any guests this week.
No.
Nobody. Couldn't find anybody to call. I was thinking maybe we could just call somebody and be like, hey, talk to us about Hope. But no, we're just going to do this. You know why I didn't want to do that? Because, I mean, there were some obvious choices of people we could call to ask about Hope. But since this is going to play at Hope, you're already there. You already know. You don't need to be told. So one of the things we were asked to talk about is... you know, if you're at Hope and you're already heading over to Vegas anyway, right? Because Hope happens the week before B-Sides and DEF CON and all that other Vegas-y stuff. If you're heading over there anyway, why should you consider stopping by B-Sides if you can?
Or if you're coming out to,
yeah, if you're coming out to
Security
Vegas anyway.
Summer Camp?
Yeah.
I have no reasons for you to stop by B-Sides Las Vegas.
Good night, everybody. there are plenty of reasons to stop by if you can. So now, one thing you should know, if you haven't already decided, you know, and planned to come to B-Sides, and you're like, hey, I'm heading out there anyway, if you're going to try to stop by, there's only a few, and when I say few, I mean a couple hundred, walk-up badges still available. So if you are coming and you go, hey, I heard that over at Hope and I'm going to go over there and check that out, you better get there early.
Early Tuesday morning.
Get your ass in line, because, I mean, there's like, what, 2, 4, something like that, 100?
Yeah,
badges.
There's around 450 that we have set aside strictly for walk-ins, and there may be more available as, say, speakers get a +1. If they don't need it, they'll throw it back to the walk-in pile. Their hotel guests may only need one of the two badges that comes with their room, and they may throw one back into the walk-in pile. And, you know, some of the donors may only need one of the badges that came with their package. They might not have somebody to bring with them. They may throw one back in the walk-in pile. But that is the, there's 450 allocated for walk-ins. And whether or not we're able to go over that is totally dependent on the graciousness.
On that bonus round action.
Yep, the graciousness of our other participants and whether or not they have somebody to allocate their badges to.
So if you didn't already plan on coming, but now you're like, oh, hey, I'm going to come, you better get there early. Get in line. And I've seen that line go down the stairs and around the way. And it moves quickly because our registration team is awesome. And they'll get you, you know, as far as walk-ins, they'll get those badges out as quickly as they can. You'll be inside the show before you know it. But when they're gone, oh, man, are they gone. There is no, oh, come on, just one more. How many times have we seen that? Oh, come on, just let me. No, we're full. And it's not because we don't want to let you in. There's rules and laws that we have to follow and the fire code and all this other business. And the fire marshal does stop by. And, you know, we'll give you a ration of shit if you're a little over, and we'll shut your ass down if you're way over. We'll be like, hey, nope, everybody get the hell out until you can get to this number. And we have to keep track and all this other business, so get there early. Benefits, if you are coming, of coming.
Benefits of coming to B-Sides?
Yeah.
Free education.
Free.
Free. Free as in beer, free as in speech.
That's right. So you don't got to pay.
No. Yeah. No. There is no charge to attend to B-Sides. We are totally dependent, not dependent, that's not the word I'm looking for.
Well, we
are dependent on them, but yeah, we're totally funded by our sponsors and our donors.
That's right. So, and now all the donor packages are gone now.
Oh, the donor packages were sold out 3 weeks ahead of time this year.
I was going to try to give them the back door there and be like, well, you know, for $25, guys.
No, it's gone. Donor packages start at $50 anyway. And
I want to stand at the door and collect the $25 for the Carl Nimbus donor pack.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That doesn't get you into the show. You're just donating $25 to me.
So for future reference, the donor drive always opens on April 1st.
Yep.
No fooling. Donor drive is open. And it is technically supposed to close on June 30th, but this year we sold out 3 weeks early.
Yep.
So
people like coming.
I highly recommend if you're thinking about donating to the donor drive next year to guarantee yourself a badge, that you do so early on in April or May.
But so you still stand a reasonable chance if you're there early enough to get in.
Oh yeah.
So, and you know, and you never know, even if you can't get there early enough, if you're in Vegas anyway and you're like, well, I want to go, walk on in, and the worst thing you're gonna get told is we're full and we're out of badges. I mean, you never know.
And even then last year when we ran out of badges, the people who just kind of hung around the lobby waiting for somebody to come up and throw a badge back in the pile, almost every single person that was looking to get into the conference got into the conference, with the exception of the people who threw their hands up in desperation and wandered off and never came back to check to see if there was a badge available.
Yeah. So there's, you know, and there's a lot of people hanging around out in front of the entrance, you know, the little hallway in the lobby and down in the casino and all these other places. And, you know, I've said this before. If you can't get into the show for whatever reasons at the time you want to, that doesn't mean you're not going to be able to run into a lot of folks, meet a lot of people, and even learn a thing or two. You'd be surprised how many people, you know, do the mini hallway con, if you will, and are just sitting around. It's like, hey, I was going to do this and this and this, and then, you know, a discussion happens, and you got a cluster of people, and we got to run them off and be like, hey, you can't block the hallway. And they go down to the casino and drink beer and talk, or go out on the patio and drink beer and talk, or go somewhere else and drink beer and talk, or just go in the middle of the street playing in traffic and drinking beer and talk.
No playing in traffic.
Do it. And so you'll learn some stuff. You know, you can still talk to people, especially like speakers who couldn't get in time or whatever the case may be. You'd be surprised because these guys want to share this info with you anyway. And that happens at every show, right? I mean, you know, there's always bar con and hallway con and bathroom con. Bathroom con is the worst, though. And that's not the one you want to go to.
And with the exception of Training Ground, Higher Ground, and Underground, all of our tracks are both recorded and streamed this year. So Hallway Con is really the place to be.
Pull out your phone, and yeah, you know, you can still see something even if you couldn't get in.
Yeah, except for Underground.
You're not going
to
see that.
No, you should be in there to ask questions of the speakers and get the information they have to impart to you.
So it's not as bleak as it sounds. If you're going to show up, you stand a decent chance of getting inside.
Yeah.
So don't let that deter you if you haven't already registered. Some of the stuff we're going to talk about this year, some of the things we have going on. If you were to pick, Banshee, if you were to pick five, let's just say five, and this is on the fucking spot because she has not, I didn't tell her I was going to ask that, and she's not prepared. If you were going to pick five things that if you were not knowing about, you know, never having been to B-Sides Las Vegas before, for example, and you were in Vegas for the week anyway, and you were just going to come in and say, okay, somebody told me to listen to this stupid podcast, and I did. Now I'm here, and I want to see these five things. What five things would those be?
Okay, well, with the exception of Underground, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, that goes without saying. So I would say Jen Ellis and Leonard Bailey's panel on Shall We Play a Game? 30 Years of the CFAA.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
The most abused law in
yes,
the world.
Yes, I think that is going to be an amazing panel. And it's actually half talk, half panel.
Nice.
So I think they're doing a full hour and a half, and they're going to be doing 45 minutes of talk and then 45 minutes of panel Q&A. Anything in I Am the Cavalry, honestly. Yeah,
the stuff in I Am the Cavalry is always awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all the Internet of Things stuff. If you're not familiar with I Am the Cavalry, I highly recommend you go to iamthecavalry.org and check them out. They're doing a lot of really good work in the IoT space, you know, pounding the hill and getting the Congress critters to try to get hackers involved in setting the policy so the policy is actually balanced.
And makes sense.
Right? Makes sense. Exactly. What else would I recommend? Oh, that's all.
See, this is what happens when you're on the spot. Yeah.
I'm actually going through the schedule right now.
She's scrolling away going, what's interesting to me?
I have to say I'd recommend anything in Proving Ground.
Okay.
So Proving Ground is our first-time speaker development program. And anybody who hasn't spoken at a national conference before, they can submit to Proving Ground, whose CFP opens a couple months earlier than the general CFP. And we will pair them with a mentor who will help them with their talk from abstract to podium. And their mentor will sit in the front row with them while they're presenting and then help them with Q&A at the end if they get caught up, you know, to give them a little bit of a morale boost. And so anything in Proving Ground, I think, is going to be amazing because all those talks have been mentored by proven speakers in the industry.
And first-time speakers, man, that is, you know, in my opinion anyway, that's almost always cool. I mean, yeah, you know, you get some misses every now and then. But for the most part, it's, you know, they're going to talk about something that other folks aren't talking about generally. And they don't have it down yet, right? They're not, some people would say polished, I might say jaded speakers. They're enthusiastic about what they're talking about because, you know, they might be a little nervous because it's their first time out. But this isn't some speech that they've given 50 times at 50 shows. This is like, hey, you know, this is my first time out with this, and I'm super passionate about this topic. So sometimes you get some really cool stuff, and you know, the speakers wind up being really neat, too.
Yeah. And of course, well, you know, I can't really speak to the individual talks because, honestly, as the event producer, that's not my purview.
Sure.
But I can talk to the tracks themselves. And one of the things that sets B-Sides apart, I think, from other conferences is the fact that we are 8 tracks. And each track has an individual topic that we're going for. Like,
it's all 70s style.
Oh, yeah. It's all 70s style with the 8-track.
That's right.
Breaking Ground is new and upcoming research that the presenters want feedback on. You know, they're working on this project and they think it's a really great idea, but they want the feedback of their peers.
Lots of discussion in QA there. Yeah. It's real interactive.
Common Ground are away from keys topics, you know, mental health, law, anything that has to do with InfoSec that would be InfoSec related, but not necessarily InfoSec itself.
Right.
Right. Then we have Ground Truth, which is all higher math.
Yep.
It's all machine learning and data, big data.
You think you're good with the maths? Go in there.
Yeah.
And listen to some of those, like Rob, listen to some of those guys talk who, you know, I mean, I minored in theoretical math, and listening to some of the things that Rob and others will say melts my fucking brain. I'm just like, how do I can't get my head around
it. I can't parse this.
Yeah.
No.
It's super interesting, though, if you if you have any math knowledge, you know, higher math knowledge, and you're interested in it, you know, and you think it's cool, you'll learn some really cool stuff and stuff that will just blow your brain out of your head.
Then, of course, I already mentioned Proving Ground.
Sure.
I already mentioned Underground.
Yep.
We already mentioned I Am the Cavalry.
Yep.
And we also have Passwords, which
is all about
passwords.
And Passwords has been attached to B-Sides now for PasswordsCon has been with us for what?
3 years now, I think.
Yeah.
I think this is our third year with us. Yeah.
So
we brought Passwords in-house, sort of. I mean, they do their own.
But they're their own thing with their own tracks and CFP and stuff like that.
Right.
But we all worked together, like, you know, the CFPs were joined this year, and we all worked together, and, you know, we shared the same staff and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. And it's just down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
So down the hall, past the bathrooms, and to the left, by the elevators.
And then training ground. We have 2 days of trainings varying from either 2 days to a half a day. And all of our trainings, again, just like everything else at B-Sides, they're offered for free. The trainers don't charge us because we don't charge you. And that way you can possibly take a training that otherwise would have cost you $1,000 or more at another conference.
Yep. And you know, even at the worst case scenario, I mean, not most of the trainings, are those booked in full?
Oh, yeah, they're all booked out.
But you can possibly just kind of like walk in and hang around by the wall and listen. No,
mm-hmm.
When they're full, they're full.
When they're full, they're full.
Well, then they can't go to any.
No, they. Oh, no, but, you know, we're talking about for next year.
But that's,
right?
For next year, true. Are the trainings going to be streamed? Are the streamings going to be streamed?
No, because the trainers normally charge a pretty penny to attend those, or normally get paid a pretty penny by the conference that is charging a pretty penny to attend those. So, no.
So that's
the trainings,
your ass in there early next
correct.
Week, next year if you want to get them.
Yeah.
Trainings.
Yeah. Those. The presenters in those trainings put a lot of time and effort into developing those lesson plans, and that's not something we're going to give away for free.
So they won't be stopping by there?
No.
And, you know, I can tell you something else you can stop by and do while you're there.
What's that?
Come in to the chill-out room. That's where contests and events happen. That's my favorite location of the whole thing because I run that shit. I run that shit like it's... Nah, I'm not going to say that. Anyway, so there's lots of stuff going on in there. For starters, that's where the free booze is. Let me just ring that bell right now. Ding, ding, ding. That's where the free booze is. You get the bars. We also got our Joe's versus Pros Capture the Flag. It was run by Dichotomy. That's full, but you can still hang around and watch guys, you know, you kind of observe. That game gets stupid. It's really funny. And we were talking internally about more things to make it even stupider and annoying to players this year, which you'll be privy to. You'll be able to hear and see those things happen as they happen. You got Lockpick Village in there. So, you know, if you're interested in lockpicking or you already think you're a pro or whatever, you can always drop by there, hang out with Legion and his crew and, fool around with that. Try some locks you maybe never seen before. They got tools and picks and all kinds of good stuff there. You can horse around with. All of our sponsors are in there.
No.
Well,
our top tier sponsors are in there.
That's the ones we,
I
just,
mean, well, yes,
that's the ones we just mentioned. So
correct.
I'm going to use the all.
Okay.
The royal all of our sponsors are,
I mean,
in there.
Technically, all of our sponsors are in there somewhere, but only our top-tier sponsors actually
have tables. Right. You can drop by and talk to them about what they are, what they do. Sometimes they got stuff. They got swag. Sometimes they're selling things.
No, they're never selling things.
They don't sell
absolutely
t-shirts or shit like that?
No, they give away t-shirts. Well, they are absolutely not selling
t-shirts.
Anything. They are not allowed to sell it at B-Sides. We are a non-profit.
See what I know?
They may be recruiting, though. And that is really the whole point of them having
sure.
a table in there is to get you information about their company and why you may want to join them.
So they may be recruiting in there. And speaking of recruiting, there's Higher Ground as well.
Yep.
And so maybe if they're not in the contest and events room, in the chill out room, other companies will be in Higher Ground, which you can go in there and you can get resume reviews, which is valuable. Super valuable if you've ever paid to have a resume rewrite.
Oh, yeah, resume reviews and resume rewrites.
Yep, you can do that. And, of course, you can talk to recruiters. You can do mock interviews. Some of them will be doing real interviews. You know, you can do all kinds of things to either help you move along to the next level or, you know, if you're looking for that next thing to do now because you don't like what you're doing or you're not doing nothing, that's the place to drop by.
And the companies that will be represented in Higher Ground this year are Versebright, Protivity, Tenable, GuidePoint Security, Rapid7, NovaCoast, which is, they are themselves, I believe, a recruiting agency
mm-hmm.
in the Washington, D.C. area. So that's mostly,
high-end
jobs.
Yeah.
Amazon, Panasonic, and PeerList will be in there doing the resume rewrites.
There you go. So dropping by Higher Ground is good. And, you know, even if you're not looking, it's always nice to meet people, network a little bit, because you never know when you're going to be looking, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked a lot about that last week on the regular B-Sides Las Vegas podcast, which you can check out at bsideslv.org. Right at the top, there's podcast button or podcast link. You can click that. Go get the old episodes if you want to hear about some of these other things that we didn't go too deeply into.
And if for some strange reason you can't seem to find that little podcast button up in the top right corner, you can go to bsideslv.libsyn.com. And
yep.
All the podcast episodes will be right there in front of you.
Right there. You can grab them up. So let's talk about Hope a little bit, because this is for Hope.
Okay.
Right. And I was looking. I've never actually. Damn it. I've never actually been to Hope. I don't think I'm ever going to get to go because they're in their 11th show, though. This is their 11th Hope, which, you know, passing that 10th milestone. Now, that... I've never been, so I don't know a whole ton about it, but that show only happens every other year, right? Or does it happen every year?
I think it's a... That's, you know, I'm out here on the West Coast on the wrong side of the Rockies, or wrong side of the Mississippi for that.
Yep,
I'm on the right side of the Rockies now, but... Yeah, I honestly, I'm not sure.
I don't know. I know.
How often does Hope happen?
I don't know. Look it up.
Well, I suppose I can do that. I thought it was an every other year thing.
That's what I thought. It happens every other year, but I could be way off. So,
but they may have changed. Well, it says Hope Conference 2016, Hope Conference 2015. So maybe they've changed to an every 1 year. Yeah.
Well, this is their 11th show, and you're at it right now listening to this. So. There's a lot of stuff going on, and we really shouldn't preview the schedule since you're already there and you probably have the schedule in your hand. But I was perusing it earlier today, looking for topics of interest and names of people I know. And
oh, it is biannually. Okay. According to Wikipedia, Hope is biannually. So that means the last one was in 2014.
Hope is what?
Biannually.
Biannually?
Am I saying that incorrectly?
I
said biennially, N-E-N-N.
See,
get your mind out of the gutter.
She knows me too well. She knows where I'm going with this.
Stop it. Yes.
All right. Anyway. So this biennially show. I was looking at the schedule and I saw some familiar topics and some familiar names. And just like right at the very top. It's like, oh, okay, here's the schedule for Hope. And it's like, oh, it's car hacking tools. You know, we're going to talk about car hacking, which has become a big thing. And then I quickly ran across Accessibility, a Creative Solution to Living Without Sight. And that's Shaf Patel. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because he is also going to be volunteering with us over at B-Sides Las Vegas. He's going to be working in our SOC and helping us out with that stuff. And oddly enough, if you want to see him talk again, since we can talk a little bit, not just about B-Sides, we can talk about the whole week in Vegas. If you want to see him again, he's giving this same talk again.
At Sky Talks.
At Sky Talks.
Yeah.
So, on Friday, I believe.
And Shaf is actually volunteering at B-Sides Las Vegas.
I just said that. You're paying any attention.
You're right, because I wasn't paying attention.
No. You weren't paying any
attention. Nope, none whatsoever.
Why
sorry.
Whoops, wrong sample. Anyway. One of these days I will label those. He's going to be volunteering with us at B-Sides, and then he's going to be speaking over at Sky Talks. So, you know, if you're at DEF CON, you want to see him again, he'll be at Sky Talks on Friday. I actually had a long voice conversation with him a few days ago. He's a really nice guy, super laid back. We were talking about, because this is his first time out in Vegas, and we were talking about, you know, just what to expect and how it is, and how much money he thinks he needs to bring, and all these things. And I basically told him, I said, you can get by with this show really cheap if you don't gamble or drink. I mean, that's the bottom line. And he doesn't do either one of those things, so he'll probably make out okay. Poor old me, I'll be broke the first day. Anyway, so yeah, he's speaking there. Just going down the list again, Anti-Forensics. You guys are going to be able to see that, I hope, as well. And that's with... And 80 of Dual Core.
Oh!
Yeah, 80's giving that talk.
Right on! So, hey, 80!
And
what's up?
What's up, 80? You know you're there. You know you're listening. And the reason I mention that is because at B-Sides, if you happen to be at our lovely pool party, also run by me, if you're going to be at the pool party on Wednesday night, Dual Core and Whitey Cracker will be doing Rapper Roulette, which will be a lot of fun. Basically, they just they merge their playlists for the things that they would do for an hour show, half of it each, and then let it play on random, and then they just work together on whatever the universe decides they should sing right then or rap to right then. So that'll be a lot of fun, and you don't get to see that all the time. They've done it before, but it's not something they do on the regular. So you can check that out at the B-Sides Pool Party, which is open to any badge participant, and that's Wednesday night starting at 10. I had to learn that it starts at 10 and not at 9, because in my head, 9 o'clock is party time. But no, it starts at 10. All right, so there's some other stuff. I keep reaching for the wrong mouse. The studio, you have to see it's a mess in here. There's some other stuff. I saw some other folks. And again, I don't want to go over the schedule too much because, you know, this is playing at the show. Mostly just hidden on things that either the topics looked really interesting or there were people... where did it go? Help! I'm scrolling. See, this is how you delay and waste time when you don't know what you're doing. Crap. It's gone. There was somebody I was looking at, and I was like, oh, hey, these guys are some folks when I looked at it this morning. Some folks we know. Of course, the keynote's going to be Cory Doctorow, right? So, you know about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the keynote.
Oh, nice.
This year, so.
Yeah, I've been trying to get him to come out to B-Sides Vegas, but that's always his family vacation time, so he's never available during Security Summer Camp week.
Right. He's done some EFF stuff before. And, of course, our old buddy Sketch Cow will be out there, Jason Scott.
Yeah.
He's out at the show.
No, Corey was he was one of the MCs for the EFF 25th anniversary that I threw in San Francisco last year.
Yeah, it was like him and Will Wheaton, right?
Yeah.
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 So Sketch will be out there. He's talking about archive.org and all the good stuff that the Internet Archive is doing. And he's always fun. I always like Jason. And, there were some other ones in here, you know, so some of these are later on in the weekend, I don't know, this is supposed to play all weekend, so chances are it's old news. Octal's gonna be there, he's talking about security options for high-risk travelers. Our old buddy T-Profit's there, he's doing a Seven Continents, a Telecom Informer World Tour, love T-Profit, so he's doing all kinds of fun stuff there. And so many other things are happening. She's still researching something.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm emailing a sponsor who has not,
You see this? This is how we do. And we do this on the regular show, too. So I'm like, hey, poke.
So, you know,
normally, this is where we would take a musical interlude and call somebody on Skype.
Sometimes things pop into your email box that have to be answered
right now.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And we're doing it live, and I'm not editing this out because I'm lazy and I'm not going to edit it.
No, it's part of being a show producer.
It's part of being the fun.
That too.
Not editing that shit. You know, one of the other things we were asked to talk about was, and this is probably something you will be able to answer a lot more than I will be able to, is some differences between like the West Coast and East Coast scenes as far as the hacker scene is concerned. I don't know much about either coast. I live in Denver.
Yeah, so. We're mid-coast. We're right in the heartland.
But you've traveled a lot more than me.
Yeah, but
as far as
okay. So I can speak to the West Coast hacker scene because I lived in San Francisco and LA for a while.
Sure.
I can't speak to the East Coast hacker scene at all because
I can't draw a comparison.
No, I can't draw a comparison. I will draw a comparison. When I've been to the East Coast, it's been because I was on tour with the circus, not because I wasn't bouncing around the hacker spaces.
I will draw one comparison.
Okay.
When the hackers on the East Coast wake up in the morning,
We're still asleep.
But then again, they go to bed before us.
That's true.
So, you know, I don't know. I can't. I mean, I know like some stuff that goes on out there. Like I know like B9 used to run the Hacker Halfway House in New York. That was a big deal. And things like that. You know who would know, but I can't get her right now, and I wish I could, was Mar. Because she did that... She did that little hackerspace tour where she went around, you know, to look at hackerspaces and also to meet people in the various scenes around the country. And her and Matt went all those places, and she'd know all that crap. But she's busy as balls right now.
Yeah.
I tried to, like, hit her up earlier just with, hi, how you doing? You know, just haven't talked to her in a few days. And she's just, like, very, very busy. And I'm like, okay, you go right back to being busy. So, sorry, we're not going to draw any great conclusions there. You know, at the end of the day, no matter where you are in the country... Sure, there's local sense and sensibilities and local cultural differences, but I don't think there's tons of contrast to draw because at the end of the day, aren't we all doing the same thing, interested in the same things, and mostly have the same mindset about why we're doing what we're doing? At least I'd like to think so. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'd like to think that's true. So, anyway... What else were we asked to talk about? You got the notes I gave you because I don't have
them. Why don't you have them open? Because you're the producer.
No, I'm the talent.
No, you're the producer.
I'm the fucking
you're
talent.
You're the producer.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
I'm a one-man apocalypse.
That's what I'm doing on this show.
Oh, let's see. Let me see if I can find it.
Because... You're supposed to be the smart one. I'm just color commentary.
Right?
So there you go.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
That's right. You're the smart one. You're the brains. I'm the mouth.
I'm the brains. Right.
We're all in trouble now.
I think we need to get a new co-host for you if you want somebody with brains, because that's not me.
We're all in trouble now. There's some of the other things that we were asked to talk about. He just said, do the show like we normally do. That was like the first thing
right.
said.
Right. And so this is what we do.
We just fake this for an hour each week, every other week. We don't know what we're doing. We sometimes have a pre-planned guest and a pre-planned topic. That's really about it. So, but yeah, you've got the notes. There were some other things he wanted
we
were supposed to talk about or touch on. We talked about we tried to touch on the differences. We talked about some stuff going on at Hope. One of these days I'm going to go. It's just, I never seem to have the money for it because it's right before Vegas.
Right. Well,
this time it was anyway.
Yeah.
Even when it's been other times, you don't understand. Vegas cleans me the fuck out every year. So I want to go to other stuff too. It's like I was going to go to, Shmoo earlier this year. I even wound up being able to get the ticket and the whole shooting match. I was like, ha, I got my Shmoo ticket. Ha, blah, blah, blah. First time, first try. And then I sat down a few weeks later. And did the math. And I went, oh, I'm going to be in so much debt if I go to this show. And I sold my ticket to some friends. But, I just never get to go to any show. You get to go to all kinds of fun stuff because you get to work all these shows and stuff. I mean, you go to Circle City and all this other stuff.
Yeah, but I'm working. I'm not...
That's what I said. You're working these shows. But you still get to go.
That's true.
You know, I'm like, I never get to go anywhere. And one of these days I'll make it to Hope, I think. But, you know, we'll see. Hopefully I will. Did you hear what I did there?
I heard what you did there.
Anyway, but yeah, if you're at the show, you're having a good time. I hope everything's going really, really well out there. I hope everybody's learning some things and meeting new people and having a good time. And if you're coming out to Vegas anyway, you know, because you're going to go to DEF CON or Black Hat or all this other business, stop by and see us. We're over at the Tuscany. You can check out all the details at bsideslv.org.
August 2nd and 3rd.
That's right. So Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yep. Registration opens at 8:30. And on Tuesday morning, so we can get everybody in the chill out room opens at 9. So, you know, you'd be hanging out in the lobby for about a half an hour, I think. Or, you know, maybe we'll just open the chill out room
and
at 8:30.
The bar is open.
I think the bar is open at 10.
Okay, so you got to fuck around for an hour and then
we'll
you can get a drink.
Yeah. Yeah, and our keynote is happening at 10 a.m. in the chill out space. And we have both Lori Craner from the FTC and Michael Kaiser from Stay Safe Online. From the National Cyber Safety Association? Security?
Cyber.
I said cyber.
It's cyber.
Oh I said God. Cyber.
Cyber.
Oh, no.
I'm going to own all these noobs.
Cyber.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, that'll be the keynote. You can check that out. And by the time they're done talking, you can get to drinking. You could tell where my agenda lies, right? Because,
and you got to stop pushing that part of it, man.
Because that's not what it's really about.
No, it's not.
It's not. And it's just funny. So.
Oh, he's the chief executive of the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
That's what it is.
Alliance, not agency. Yes.
But they're going to talk. That's going to be good stuff for the keynote. And you know what else? Just while you're in the... And here's something else you could do in the chill out room that doesn't have anything to do with booze. You can go to the silent auction and the raffle.
Correct.
There's a bunch of really good stuff to get, including badges to some shows that I never get to go to. And, you know, that's why I don't get in the silent auction. It's like, why don't you bid on these badges are really valuable. I'm like, because I'm going to get it. I'm going to win. And then I'm not going to be able to fucking go. And I'm going to be standing there holding this fucking badge to go to this show I can't go to. And it would be one I totally couldn't go to, like BrewCon or something.
Right.
Because we have BrewCon tickets this year. And it's like, oh, yeah, you won the BrewCon tickets. I can't. I don't even have a passport, and they're not going to let me have one either, so I can't go. Well, I guess I could sneak out, but it's getting back in is the hard part, right? It's never getting out. But, yeah, we got badges for different shows, BrewCon, HushCon.
TourCon San Diego.
ThoughtCon.
VIP passes for ThoughtCon. We have two badges we have a badge for DEF CON. We have a barcode for ShmooCon. We have, what else? Who else do we have?
We got a bunch. I was just looking at them this morning when I was busy linking fucking images on the website. We have a bunch of them.
Oh, Circle City Con.
Yeah, Circle City, sure.
Yep.
And there's a lot of great prizes.
And APSEC USA.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great prizes in the raffle as well. So I know Jericho's from attrition has dropped off another one of his legendary boxes of shit. You never know what's in the box until you get it. And it's usually, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of silly stuff in there, you know, gag gifts. But there's also some really cool stuff in there that you would never expect. And it's always like rare things like, oh, you know, you can't find this anymore, but it was signed by this guy or whatever. I don't want to give too much away about it. But he's giving us one this year, right?
Correct. I believe he's giving us one box of shit and it's going into the silent auction.
Oh,
it's not going into the raffle.
Silent auction. What do we got in the raffle besides show tickets?
Well, we have Eddie Art.
Oh, yep.
Yep, and we will have Yeti Art in the silent auction as well. We have EC Council training course, which we actually will also have in the silent auction.
Yep.
So basically everything that we have in the 50-50 raffle, we also have in the silent auction. Plus we have a few extra things. Like this year, I took a bunch of T-shirts from all these different B-sides, and we made this quilt.
Oh, the big B-sides quilt.
Full-size quilt, yeah. So that'll be in the silent auction. What else? Whatever our sponsors donate. You know, all of our sponsors have been asked to donate something to the silent auction.
So they just
auction.
Bring stuff by and drop it off.
Right,
sure.
Exactly.
And last year we had like a really expensive high-end pick set from the lock pick vendor that we
right,
had.
Right, yeah.
And he didn't know he was going to donate it until I rolled by and said, hey, you got to donate something silent auction, dude. And he's like, what should I donate? And I just picked the most expensive pick set in the case. That. And he didn't care. He did it.
That's cool. Oh, yeah. Tool is also donating
be there.
To silent auction and the 50-50.
Yep. So you'll get stuff there.
And the best thing about the raffle is it is 50-50. So whoever is the very last ticket pulled gets half of whatever cash it was that we pulled together
for the raffle.
Yeah.
You're going to get half of the money that we collected. So.
Yep.
You get that very last ticket, and you're going to cash in, because we usually raise a decent amount of money at that. So, and then you can buy me drinks with it. That's what it's for.
Yeah, you can buy him free drinks with it.
Because
remember we said free drinks?
Well, we can go downstairs, and they can pay for them. So, oh, wait, that's a casino. They're free down there, too. You can gamble with me. That's it. We'll play blackjack. I'll give you my crash blackjack course.
All right.
It's not a crash course. It's crashing blackjack course, where you will fuck up and lose all your money instantly. So, anyway. So there's, you know, that's really all the highlights. And, you know, like I said, I didn't want to speculate too much about things at Hope because this is happening at Hope. So previewing things that probably have happened by the time they hear this is a really stupid idea. So I think we should go.
All right.
Unless you got anything else you want to add.
No, I don't think, except, you know, if you're interested in attending B-Sides Las Vegas next year and you can't make it this year, keep your eye on bsideslv.org for updates on when the donor drive opens, the CFP opens, you know, the sponsor kit will go up, et cetera.
Yep.
You know?
Lots of different things you can do there. You can be an attendee, be a speaker if you got something to say, you know, whatever.
Participant. So. We have no attendees at B-Sides
right.
Las Vegas.
Participants.
Everybody at B-Sides Las Vegas is a participant. You can volunteer for either. We have all sorts of volunteer jobs available. And if you don't want to volunteer to be a volunteer, you can volunteer to be safety and security.
And there's tons of that, so.
Which is basically access control.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
but
sure.
Still, yeah.
I see, but. So there you go. That's what's going on for next year. I think we should go. I will pick a song that we'll go out on, because, you know, why not? And have a good time at Hope, everybody, and we hope to see you in Vegas.
Thanks for joining us.